Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Risk! Hello, kids. This is Risk, the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. I'm Kevin Allison, and every Thursday, we release these special episodes that we're calling Classic Risk Singles. Each of these episodes features just one story from our earlier years. If you're new to Risk, you should know that the podcast can be very uncensored. This week, a story that Sarah Silverman first shared on the podcast in November of 2010. Here's Sarah now with a story we call Not So Sexy.
I have like post-coital verbal tics, and they're like each different with each like kind of long-term relationship. Like for a while with one guy, and it's not even what I'm saying. Like, at first I say it maybe to be funny, but then there's, like, something inside me that every time I have to say it or, like, will die, or it's just some weird kind of thing inside me. But for a while with one guy, after sex, I would go, "You're a pig." I'd say, "You're a pig." You know, and we'd laugh, and but, like, after a while, it was just like, I think he was just like, this is... I mean, it's definitely not funny anymore. And then, I used to say was, like, just after the orgasm, I would say his, because that ends it. I mean, like, I'm not saying I don't have orgasms. I have orgasms, like, all day long, but his orgasm finishes the session, pretty much, right? So after his orgasm... I would say, if I had a rape exam right now, they'd find your semen inside me. But, like, every time I would say it. And then, I've never said this before. And then, one thing I like to do is I had one boyfriend I had, particularly when he orgasmed, would be like, ah! He was like a fucking animal. And it was awesome, but then when he'd finish, I'd always go, "Did you come?" One time I had sex with a boyfriend. We were hosting poker, like, a little later, and we had sex, and then, like, he was in the kitchen, like, we were getting, like, the treats and stuff together. And then all of a sudden, I, like, went and ran to the bathroom and sat down, shut the door, locked the door. And as that happened, one of his friends came over, but I didn't know it. So when he said, like, "Are you okay?" I was like, "Yeah, no, cum came out of me." And then, like, I opened the door, and it was, like, his friend from work. Okay, so that's one. Like, a great thing that one boyfriend did for me is we would get into, like, it's not like we would role play or fantasy or anything, but, like, while we were having sex, we would talk dirty with, like, scenarios, you know, like, what if your brother was having a sleepover and you were sleeping in your parents' room and I came in and you were sleeping and I just started, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's fun. And so we would do stuff like that, you know, like, and... we went on a vacation, and, like, in a way, this is, like, the most romantic thing. Like, he had this whole plan. We get to, like, we were in Mexico or something, and he brings, like, oil, and he's like, I'm going to give you a massage. I'm a masseuse coming to your room to give you a massage. And I'm like, great. So I lie down on the bed. That was, is somebody's phone ring boner? Like, boing. I'm sure it's an important call. So I'm lying on the bed, you know, and it's like I can't see. I'm on my stomach lying on the bed, and all the lights are out, and he's like giving me a massage, and it feels so good. And he kind of has like an accent just to like differentiate that it's not my boyfriend giving me a massage. Like, do you like a pressure hard, you know, whatever. And I'm like, yeah, you know. And then I hear a knock at the door, but it's like literally him going like this. Oh, excuse me, let me get the door. Then he like pretends to get the door. He like opens and shuts it. And he, with a tape recorder, had recorded like the Mexican room service valet side of the conversation. So it was like, oh, look at that. She's hot, right? He's like, yeah, she is. Oh, I'd like to get some of that pussy, you know, like, and it's him talking to him, but he's like making it like a sexy, like two men fantasy, you know, on what, and I mean, it was hot, like, but it was more than being hot. It kind of self-sabotaged itself because, like, I was lying in bed and my face was like smushed against the pillow, going like, like, it's so sweet that he did that, you know, like, that it didn't feel sexual. It just felt like, oh, my God, I can't believe all the trouble you went through. And it was funny, you know, like, it was so funny. Like, he's having a clearly he had to rehearse this. So I loved that. I thought that was sweet. I didn't have one big story, so I'm just telling you more than, Okay, two more little stories. All right, so I had this one boyfriend who, like, we got into the habit of, like, me giving him a morning hand job before he got up because he loved it, and he's so nice, you know? And, but it got to be, like, routine, you know? So we woke up, and, you know, I go down there, and I'm like, you know, this is, you know, hand jabbing him. And my mind drifted, and like without realizing how rude it was, I went like the loudest yawn, and then I stopped in the middle and I looked at him and I felt so bad, but he was like, we were both laughing, and then it's like we salvaged it before it was gone. So like I remember it was this hand, and I was going like this, and I looked at my hand and I go, ew, my oldie hands. And he's like, really? Okay, so here's a story. I haven't said these out loud, so I don't know how they're gonna have an ending or if there's jokes or anything, but so far it's been great. I should have maybe ended with that first one with the rape exam thing, because that did real well. But here's a true story, and this isn't really about sex from me, but I have a very good friend. His name is Dave Rath, and I feel I can say his name because I wrote about it and I said his name. So, okay, we've been friends for a long, long time, since I was, you know, like close to 20 years probably. And he's a big manager in town, but he's like really funny, and we're good friends. And like I would stay with him when I would visit LA. And if he didn't have, like, a girl over, I'd just sleep with him in his bed, you know, but otherwise I'd sleep on the couch. And it was really fun. He lived with Brian Posehn, and Doug Benson was always there, too, because I guess, like, an earthquake had just happened, and he was scared to sleep alone, so we would, like, be on the couches. And it was a lot of fun. It was just, like, Todd Glass lived downstairs. It was, like, a neat... So I don't mean to name drop. let's see. Well, this is a sidebar, but one night, and I grew up as a bedwetter, but I mean, it's not like I wet the bed now, but one night, I got to sleep in his bed with him, you know, he has a big bed, and I totally wet the bed. Like, I completely peed in his bed, and I was like, my heart was like this, and I woke up, and I just was like, to myself, I said, I have to tell him right now, or I'm gonna get too scared or something, and I just go, Dave, I peed in your bed, and he just goes,
don't care, just put a towel down.
Thank you. So, okay, so I was coming to town. I was coming to town, and I was going to be staying with him. And I told him, like, I actually, before I even put my bags down, I've got a spot at the Laugh Factory, and he lived right above the Laugh Factory. I said, so meet me there. And so I went backstage at the Laugh Factory, just in the back of the room, and he came in, and he rushes and he's like, "Hey, baby," you know, and we're very close friends, and he gives me a hug and he gives me like a little kiss on the lips, you know, kisses me on the lips, you know, like a friend though, and all of a sudden he has a goatee. All of a sudden, I had like this gelatinous goatee on my own face, gelatinous, and I was like, my heart stopped, and I go, "Were you just eating pussy?" And he goes, like, as if I was a... The way he thought about it was like a magician that guessed his card. He was like, "Yes!" I go, "Wash your face!" We both, like, went to the bathroom. I had a stranger's vagina juice all around my mouth. And... so now I call him Pussyface, and ever since, and his nephew, he said, now calls him Uncle Pussyface. All right, that's it. Thank you.
That's all for this week's Classic Risk Singles episode. Now, don't miss out on our regular full-length episodes. There's a brand new one every Tuesday, and everything you might want to know about us is at risk-show.com.